Welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the D's, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a traditional media agency specializing in traditional and digital media to grow your business with strategy. And each week we host a special guest to talk about their business, tell their story, and give our listeners some thoughtful and helpful tips to make your business grow. And this week we have Emily Dillinger of Good Karma Brands. Thank you, welcome. I'm gonna tell you just a little bit about Emily. She's the Vice President, Communications and Education of Good Karma Brands. She oversees communication, education, finance, and talent acquisition, as well as special projects and new asset onboarding or project management. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Did I get anything?
I don't think so.
Well, welcome.
Maybe tomorrow there'll be something new.
Yeah, right? We love it. And I did wear, not everyone listens to, watches the podcast, but I did put my Buffalo Bills hat on just for this call since I am a big sports fan.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
Well, Emily, we're thrilled to have you. I mean, we've done a little bit of business with your company and when we were introduced to you. And, you know, I think first we should start with just letting the listeners know, you know, what is Good Karma Brand? You know, talk to about, you know, what your company does.
Yeah. So we are a small media and marketing company that traditionally has owned a number of radio stations, usually local sports, ESPN affiliated stations, and local news. And then since 2015, we've expanded into our partnership with ESPN Digital. And then we also have a partnership now with Turner Sports as well. So what we really specialize in is working with local and regional advertisers and, you know, helping them find solutions to fit their needs using typically sports and traditional media.
Yeah, it's great. The brands, Turner Sports and ESPN, big brands, obviously a very targeted audience. So talk to us a little bit about the portfolio that you represent for, especially ESPN. I think that's such a wild brand in our area, so.
I know. And I think when people hear ESPN, I mean, it's great because they have such great brand recognition, but that can be a little confusing. So what does digital mean now? So when we're talking about it, we're talking about local geo-targeted advertising on the ESPN website. So ESPN.com, the ESPN app, and then any video you're watching on your phone, tablet, or smart TV. Even if you're authenticated through your cable provider. So if you're watching live games, if you're watching highlights, that kind of thing, that's sort of the assets and the portfolio we're talking about with ESPN. And it's all local, you know, geo-targeted. So, so usually at a DMA level.
Yeah, that's great. So I guess that's the difference, right? Because you can also buy ESPN through the cable providers, right? Like Comcast or Spectrum. So the difference is this is the, you sell all the digital products and then you have this, like the streaming, I guess, end of the ESPN.
Yep.
Is that the difference?
Well, yes. And yes. And
love and not no.
Right. Exactly. So, so as we know, there's a lot of options for consumers these days. So a lot of people have, you know, cut the cord and maybe they watch through YouTube TV or a different, you know, through many different cable providers or different types of packages. And so because we work directly with ESPN, we're sort of at that publisher level. So it doesn't matter how you're watching, even if you're authenticated through your local cable provider, you would still see our advertising partners' messages. And so it just doesn't, you know, you're not segmenting your audience in that way. You're reaching the entire market when you work with us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, obviously, there's a lot of categories of business that, you know, come to mind when you think about, you know, Turner Sports and ESPN and your targetability. Can you target within your products as well? I mean, is it, can you add some other layers of targeting?
You can. It's a little bit different, though, because You know, I think every plan is unique. So you can target by sport, potentially by audience segment, but what we're really looking at here is more of very traditional advertising and branding. So it's not like your traditional internet advertising where you might be segmenting an audience or kind of following somebody around the internet and chasing them down necessarily, like very bottom of the funnel. This is much more of a brand building opportunity for businesses. So what you're accessing is a huge engaged audience. And then the ESPN platform is a great brand safe environment, which is important these days for advertisers to really stand out. So, so while you can do that, if that's, you know, your primary goal, what I'd want to do is try to figure out, okay, what are you doing to build your brand to help your other advertising work, you know, that much harder. If you're just expecting to go to ESPN.com and like you want people to figure out where they're going to go to lunch that day or something, that's not how people are using ESPN. And so just want to be really clear and, you know, transparent with people about that. So it's fun
that's
to work.
Really
with.
Helpful. I think that's helpful.
So jumping on the whole branding, do you have any clients who have like great success stories that you could share?
Absolutely. So, so we have, it depends on the category segment. Sure. So it's kind of everything from higher education to direct consumer products to, you know, business services. So what we look for with success stories, it depends on what, you know, what they want for, sure. to see. But what we often recommend is, okay, we want to see your organic, you know, website traffic increase. We want to see sales overall increase. We want to see your other advertising also working harder. So we're not counting clicks necessarily. We're looking at, you know, very holistically, is your business, you know, is this working? Are you reaching a better audience? We've also conducted brand studies with businesses. So with a large insurance company, we did a brand affinity study, and that had some amazing results.
Great.
So yeah, we've seen a lot of success for businesses, which has been fun.
That's great. That's what they're looking for. I think this is a great opportunity for people to get involved.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin.
So let's talk about March Madness.
Yes.
I think that would be a
back
great
and
one.
In a bubble, right?
Right.
Yes. So fun. Oh my gosh. I think what's fun about sports is that, you know, the consumption just pretty much is, there's always something to look forward to, you know, and a new season. So with March Madness, you know, I think businesses can really capitalize on the increased consumption, number one, potentially have a basketball themed message. And then, you know, there could be other ways that you can be really strategic about it. So there's a lot of people watching highlights from March Madness. So you might want to think about more of your video on demand. And you might also want to think about having a nice display campaign. So a lot of people come to us because they're excited about live sports and, you know, live video. But a display campaign, when people are returning to ESPN so often to check scores and see what's going on, can just help make your video, you know, stand out that much more. So I think there's a lot of ways businesses can, you know, jump on the March Madness train.
For sure. So let me ask you a question. If there's a small business that's listening to this, is this something that they can afford? Because I'm thinking they're probably hearing ESPN and think, no, it's out of our budget.
They think Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
I think we're pretty competitive. It's definitely a, you know, in terms of rates. And I think it's really, you know, you sort of get what you pay for.
Exactly.
You have a, you know, a $10 hamburger and you can have a dollar hamburger. Yeah. And so, so I always view ESPN as probably a little bit more on that $10 side, but I think it's an amazing premium, you know, experience. So yes, if it weren't if it weren't possible for local businesses to work with us, then we wouldn't have a business. Cause that's really where
work on.
Yeah.
Right. So they can buy it locally, they can buy it regionally, and then they can buy it nationally through this?
We just fill in the gaps for ESPN with local and regional. So ESPN handles all their national.
Okay.
And then that's really the opportunity, because previously these local businesses how would you get access to ESPN at scale? I mean, yes. If you're not a State Farm of the world or something, what do you do? And so that's really where we come in, and you know, where we're, it's fun to work with local businesses.
Yes, it is. That's what we love.
Emily, how did you get started with this?
So I started as an executive assistant at ESPN Cleveland.
Okay.
And then I've just sort of worked my way up and held a bunch of different roles and figured out what the company needs. And I'm lucky that I work for such an amazing company. I never want to work anywhere else. I think that the firm is just an incredible place to be. And it's been, you know, I've gotten out what I've put in. And so,
So nice.
It's been really fun.
Well, you can tell you care about your clients, and you've been nothing but great to us whenever we've called you
for
advice and ideas for our customers. So it's been really a great, we're excited now that COVID's starting to be in the rearview mirror, and sports is coming back, that, you know, we can get more involved again. So.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Yeah, it'll be so fun to work together.
Yes.
So thank you so much. If anyone is interested in ESPN, get a hold of Debbie and I at D2 Media Team, and we will take care of you with our good friend, Emily. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Emily.
I appreciate it.
Yep.